How much, not exactly, but let's just say I have $20,000 and stuff that I think I should insure. Yeah. I'm renting a house. What are we talking about a year?
Oh. Yeah. $80, $100
Really? I was going to say $500
Yeah. I did my golf clubs. You know, of course, you know, you and I were sort of, you know, they're our babies, you know, and I got $6,000 my golf clubs, and it cost me $16 a year.
And that's very good.
Yeah, and that way, if I'm going into airport or something like that, you know, and it's lost, I'm covered. I'm traveling. I'm covered with it.
And I will tell you what you just said right now, folks. If y'all have traveled lately, at the airport, they can sure lose something.
Oh yeah.
And, or come back broken.
Oh, yeah.
We just came back from Washington. I got my bag back. It wasn't an expensive bag, thank goodness. It looked like somebody just beat the heck out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, what did they do to it?
Yeah. So
unbelievable. But they can, $16 to insure like your golf clubs if you travel.
Right.
But $100 to insure your stuff?
Yeah. $100, it just depends. But you can do, you know, you can do art, you can do jewelry, you can do guns, anything if it's of good value to you. You know, then jewelry, you just have to have it appraised. Guns, you know, you just have to have serial numbers and stuff.
And so what
it's
I do,
art, it has to be appraised.
If I'm renting a house, do I just bring you my lease and say I'm leasing, or do I just tell you my address? And
yeah, base your address.
And this is what I have in it?
Yeah. And you sit down with your agent and, you know, to help you determine what kind of value you want and liability. And they just work off the address and, you know, maybe a little bit of what the construction of that place is. And then... and say, here it is, and then they can issue you a policy. A lot of it comes to where, a lot of them we do where, you know, parents are sending their kids off to the university and stuff like that, and renting those apartments like in Austin where they require it, you know. The homeowners are extend for a while, but at least this comes with liability, and we make sure that we got enough value on their personal property.
And folks, I'm going to give you a recommendation that was given to me years ago. Have I done it? No. But whether you're renting a house or whether you live in a house, especially now with our iPhones and everything else, video. Go out through your house and video and talk about it. Because I'll bet you right now, PK, if we had to sit down and you said, okay, Scott, I want you to tell me what's in your living room. I couldn't tell you everything in that living room.
Yep.
Especially with all the knickknacks, clarifiers, and stuff like that, you know, all the little stuff that add up, big, expensive.
Yep. You're right on there, Scott, because, you know, when you have a loss, whether it's a fire or whether the theft, you know, the hardest part is justifying the loss of the personal property. So if you got it scheduled or you got a video, you know, that just solves all of it because the adjuster can see that. And the other thing you do is don't put it just in your house. You know, take it to your insurance agent. You know, most all the insurance agents have files on you and they can scan stuff in. Give it to your insurance agent. Make him put it on their file so it's a backup system in case there's a claim. It's there. Hey, I got a copy of Scott's house and the list of everything he has. And so if something happens, yeah, it makes that claim procedure go so much faster. That adjuster looks at it. Oh, yeah, I can see that you had that, and I see the value of that couch. I, you know, exactly what you have. So, you know, you do the due diligence to protect yourself.
Okay, now let's go just the opposite. I'm going to buy some rent houses, and I've got several investors right now that are buying rent houses. Because I still think, even though the rent market is softening up, you can't beat real estate, especially in West Texas. I mean, in the long term, I'm still looking back thinking, golly, I bought that house. It's been 8 years. Well, it's going to be paid for in 4 more years.
Yeah.
And you bet people say, what if the market goes to heck? Well, it's still going to be worth what?
Yeah.
And we're not paid for it.
Absolutely.
So you've got a value there. Insurance on stuff like that. What kind of rule of thumb do we need to look for? What do we need to do? And I know we don't want to get the cheapest.
No.
Because we're going to have hailstorms.
Sure.
And we're going to have stuff.
Yeah. You know, so you want to try and find a replacement cost policy. And if not, then it's ACV. And you want to protect your asset, you know. And there's lots of markets out there that we have to go that, you know. Unfortunately, we live in West Texas where there's a lot of hailstorms. So rates have been increasing and stuff. But you want a liability policy to protect you. And you need to think about that limit, you know. So, like, you know, if you just buy a renter, a TPD 1 or 2 or 3, you know, for a renter, you know, house, you want to make sure you got more than just the $100,000 or $300,000 liability that comes with it. You know, what's your assets that you want to protect because you own all these houses? So you probably want to carry a higher limit and even maybe an umbrella. Because you don't, you know, you've got the exposure of these people renting your house. You don't know what all is going on, what they might do. If something happens, You can ask your lawyer friend. If there's a lawsuit, they're going to name anybody and everybody. They're going to name them, but they're going to, you know, name the owner of the property and stuff. So carry enough liability insurance, carry enough property insurance to protect it. Things to look at and check with your insurance agent. Always check with your insurance agent before you pull a deal, because they can take a look at the house a little bit. There's still a lot of houses with asbestos siding here in town. Well, there's we can still do those, but there's fewer and fewer companies that'll do asbestos. Flat roofs can be a problem. Tar and gravel roofs can be a problem.
So, is there going to leak?
Yeah, it's going to leak. So, you know, if you're looking at a house, you know you're going to insure it anyway. Get your insurance agent involved ahead of time. Say, hey, I'm looking at this property. Give me a quote. What am I looking at? And get to the options so that you can, that's part of your financial decision. Here's what the insurance is going to cost on this. Here's what the house, and here's what I think I can get in rent, and here's the taxes. You know, is this a doable deal?
And PK brought up one thing. We do have, you can count on a new roof in Texas at St. Angelo about every 8 to 10 years.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen. But this last one, I said, hey, I called, I think Michael went over before I even closed on the house. He went and looked at it. I said, make sure everything's okay. Well, guess what? The roof wasn't.
Right.
And they put a roof on from the previous insurance company.
That's right.
So now I have a brand new roof, which is good. But that also tells your insurance company, if something happens, you say, hey, we got a problem with the roof. And they go, well, this was pre-existing. No, you looked at it before I bought the house.
Right.
So, and you know, a good insurance guy, I'm going to tell you right now, we'll check it out for you. And you're covered. And like PK said, give you a good price. Because when you do investment property, insurance is important.
Right.
Getting a loan. And what the rent market is, you know, to figure out to make sure it's a good return on your investment. And insurance is a big key of that. PK, we're running out of time. And we didn't get to even half of what I wanted to, but will you come back?
I'll be glad to.
Folks, we appreciate you taking your time. Folks, we appreciate you listening in. Stay tuned, and we'll catch you next Sunday.